live content accounts for almost a quarter of global viewing time. Live video generates 27% more minutes of watch time per viewing than on-demand video. Live streaming is a $70 billion industry. What does it all mean? Let's find out on the Why I Go Live podcast with Coach Kirk.
Welcome back to the Why I Go Live podcast. I'm so glad you're here. I'm so glad you found us. I don't know if this is your first time with us or if it is your, if you've been watching with us since the absolute beginning, but we're excited you're here. And I would imagine that you are looking to figure out why people go live. Hence the name of the podcast. Listen, I want to say something to you first. My name is Kirk Nugent, get to serve as your host for the Why I Go Live podcast. And I believe your live stream is your digital storefront. Yeah, your live stream is your digital storefront. There's no better way to go from busy and broke to peaceful and paid than for your ideal customer to see you do your thing live. And when they see you do it live, they don't need the taste test. They don't need the ad campaign. They are ready to book the business because they know you can do it, because there's no way you could have prepared for their questions while live. And there's some stats that help to support this. Listen to this one. 92% of internet users watch digital videos each week, 92%. And 27% of internet users watch live streaming content on a weekly basis. The global live streaming market grew from $1.24 billion in 2022 to $1.49 billion in 2023. What is all the rage about? Well, that's what this podcast seeks to answer every single time. And we're excited to have our guest with us today, video producer, content creator, digital presence and online branding coach, India Delgado. What's going on, sis? Y'all just
need to. What's popping, bro?
Oh, man, this is so awesome. You guys just need to know that this is my sister from another mister. Yes. I'm excited to have her on the podcast with us. A lot of what we do actually crosses lanes. I was just reading her whole bio there. Yeah. Online branding coach. That is dope. I have not heard that phrase before. That's awesome.
Let's go.
So what's going on? How are you today, sis?
I'm doing great now that I get to be here with you hanging out. I'm doing good.
Listen, we're going to cut up today. I know it. I feel it in my spirit. We're going to cut up today. Oh, man. Listen, just take a few seconds. We want to make sure that for those that are coming in fresh, brand new, they've never seen you. You've been on our show multiple times.
Yes.
But for those coming in fresh and brand new, they don't know what you do. You know, they heard a little bit about your bio, but, you know, share with folks some of your background and how do you approach this whole live streaming arena?
Man. So I will say, first and foremost, I feel like it is, and I'm sure you can relate, a constantly evolving thing of what I do.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
It's like, you know, and so we met at the, like a lot of us, at the height of the pandemic. And so it's been about, what, three and a half years, right?
Almost coming up on four,
Right. And so what I started off with back then to where I'm at now, it's just evolved so much. Right now, with what I'm feeling comfortable with saying and what I feel like, that's a good way to describe me, is overall, I am a video production agency. And within the video production agency, I have a handful of different services depending on what you need with video production.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah.
And so it is for an individual coaching and consulting to level up your online branding, to create your digital impression, Let's do the motto. Your digital impression is your only chance to make a lasting connection.
Ooh.
Right? Your digital first impression, rather.
Yes.
Because and so this is kind of how, and I'll get back to like some of the other stuff I do, but this is how my business evolved. I have always been in a leadership type role, whether it was like a branch manager, a district manager. And so a big part of that, what I feel, is first, especially in sales positions, first impressions are everything, right? First impression, and it's just human nature. Some people may agree, some people may not agree.
Right, right.
But people are judging you on a first impression.
It's just the way we're built. It's literally the way we're built. You're so correct. Yeah.
Right. Right. It's just not good, bad, ugly, indifferent. I think that's the reality. Yeah. Your first impression. And so I've always been the type to, you know, I've been told in like, you know, my corporate world of you command a presence in the room.
Mm.
And so how where I kind of left. I was in the banking industry for a while, and banking is all corporate, all politics, all of that.
All the time.
Right? All the, yes. First impressions are huge. You mm-hmm. walk in a room, mm-hmm. they are judging your stamina, literally, physically, yeah. your stamina, your posture, your dress, all of that. Mm. And the minute you open your mouth, they are judging how you speak, how you articulate, you know, all of that. And wow. so your first impression is huge to be successful and to leave that lasting impression. And so how this kind of evolved for me and how this came about was when I started doing my financial literacy seminars through as a banker.
Right, right, right.
What I've noticed, and I'm sure all of us can probably say the same thing, is that first impressions went out the window when you are on a Zoom call, when you are on WebEx, when you are on Teams.
Yes.
Right? Listen, let's talk
yes.
about it.
Let's talk about that. So on Teams, Lord help us.
Right, come on. You got people who are showing up yep. on these. So the first thing is, do they even turn their camera on?
That's, oh, mercy.
That's the first
do
one.
Do they even turn it on? Yeah.
Right? And so then, okay, so let's get past that huddle. They turn their camera on mm-hmm. and they are using, if it's a company provided laptop, you know, a company provided webcam,
Uh-oh.
They're just using that company provided potato camera.
Potato camera, right. Really?
Camera.
Really?
Right? The built-in microphone, or if they're dialing in from their phones, you got angles like this.
Yeah,
you got
up the nose.
Like
oh.
this, right? Oh. You got people who are walking around the store and tell me I'm wrong.
You're not tell wrong. I have seen some fans, like you see the phone is put on the table and you're looking up
right?
at a ceiling
the
fan
ceiling?
And you're like, what in the world's going on? What am I seeing?
Exactly.
Right, now?
Right? So I say that because that first impression, your digital first impression, people don't care about.
No.
It's just like, oh, I'm on the call. And so then for me, as kind of, and I feel like I've been an entrepreneur for a while being a loan officer because I was commission based. Mm. And that is like you're self-employed, right? Like
yeah,
if you're not
talk.
Closing loans,
yeah.
you not making money.
Money, mercy.
Right? And so for me, it was like, how do I stand out from all these thousand other loan officers and leave that lasting first impression?
That's
well,
good.
I'm going to, one, show up on camera. And when I show up on camera, I'm going to look good on camera.
Listen.
I'm going to sound good on camera.
This is a cheat code.
Right? Because what happens is, and it doesn't matter the industry that you're in, whether you are a loan officer, a banker, an accountant, an attorney, whatever it is, there are other people. You just said it at the beginning of this call that our businesses cross paths, right?
Yeah, they do.
We cross paths.
They do.
We're in the same industry.
We are. We absolutely are.
And so
yeah.
how do you separate yourselves from competition, whether it's friendly competition, whether it's, nah, son, I'm better than that person,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
He
no.
can do what I can
yeah,
do.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that's how my business evolved. Go ahead. What were you going to say?
No, there's just so much that you are sharing right here that is relevant to this particular audience. That's why I'm so glad that you just took time to kind of, you know, share with us how this thing evolved and how the relevance of what you do, because everything you're saying, you know, basically copy paste, right? Everything you're
right.
That's why I started by saying your live stream is your digital storefront. This is what, you know, some people are going to come inside the store because of what's in the storefront. Some people are going to window shop at the storefront, but how are you, you know, presenting yourself and your camera is your suit. I mean, that's your formal attire, essentially, you know? So there's so many pieces that I'm just like, oh, there's this like idea bombs going off my head. This usually happens whenever me and India are together, just FYI for those listening and watching. But
they don't know.
Listen, I'm so excited about this because I already know you're going to knock this out of the park. We're working on getting a little drum roll for our signature question, right?
Okay.
The name of the show. And so here it is. Here it is. India Delgado, why do you go live?
Oh, man. That's evolved too as well.
Yes.
And it's so funny because you say, so as I'm listening to you talk to the audience and the viewers and about the whys and the hows and all of that, the one thing that's popped up multiple times, as you've said it, is that a lot of people feel like live is just going live to YouTube or going live to Facebook. And the biggest thing is that it's just live video.
Live.
Whether it's
video.
On Zoom, whether it's on WebEx.
That's it.
Whether it's on Teams.
Yes.
Whether it is Facebook. It is live
video.
Whether
it's
video conferencing call like this.
Exactly.
Right? Or it is to an audience live on a webinar or something like that. Mm. And so for me, really going live, the biggest thing I would say is one, to connect with others.
That's good.
Whether it is for friendships.
Yeah.
Right. For personal friendships. Or it's to connect with others professionally. To grow my network.
Excellent. Right?
Or to then share, lastly, to share and help and educate others.
Wow.
With whatever it is that we're talking about.
Man, share, help, educate. That is a great one. Deepen and make first impressions in terms of relationships, both personal and professional. I love those. Yeah. I love those. And I think, you know, as we always say here, there's no right or wrong to the answer. Everybody's going to have their own story in terms of how do they arrive at live and how did they, and I love what you shared in the beginning part, because I'm known for saying, you know, people think live video is only live streaming. I personally believe that live video is any video where you are alive.
Correct. Yeah. Yeah.
If you're
and
alive,
you're talking to others, and that's it.
It's live video. So I just love that distinction. I love that we share that in common. But listen, I want to double down. Just to kind of give people some insight and perspective, right? This secondary question is a crowd favorite of ours here at the Why I Go Live podcast, and it's simply this. Okay. Share with us something. Maybe it's something crazy. We had somebody on recently who they said we went something that happened. So the question is, share with us something that happened because you went live, right? But you can actually draw a straight line to and say, I went live and this happened. And it literally, it found its origin in the fact that I went live. And this one guy we had on said, we went live and somebody got pregnant. I was like, whoa, whoa, whoa. Now he explained it. And if you're listening and you haven't heard that episode, go ahead back and catch that one. It's with John Nixon. But yeah, there's so many things that happened while live. I went live. I got a brand deal. I didn't even know that the brand was watching. I went live and, you know, so-and-so hit me up to be their coach. I didn't realize that there's so many things that happen while live. So share with us, you know, just one thing that kind of stands out in your mind about something that you can draw a straight line to is like, this happened, this opportunity, whatever, this impact, this happened because I went live.
I'm going to say, honestly, the biggest, and I feel like it's a mundane answer.
No.
But it is there's nothing so mundane. True.
Yeah.
That because I went live, I am now a full-time entrepreneur, self-employed business owner. I left the bank in September, and it literally is because I went live, not because I was creating content. It's literally because I went live, and the steps from going live, all of that progressed to this is going to be, I need to give this a 100% shot of working for myself.
Wow.
Before, because I had been doing it, and my business has been formed for 2 years. I've been doing it like officially for 2 years, but I was juggling working with the bank.
Mm-hmm.
And then because it was my main source of income, that's where I gave all of my attention.
Effort
to.
And energy, yes.
Right.
So you're going live actually you can draw a straight line back to going live and then going full time in business. That is so dope.
So I'll give you some examples.
Sure.
I went live, right? I met all of the amazing people.
Yes, this is true.
We all,
yes,
right?
That we all met. Yes.
ECAM and stuff, right? Like all of us.
That is such a huge benefit.
Absolutely. From going live, I would say I picked up some consulting gigs here and there. Mm-hmm. So that was the first taste of money.
Yeah,
of,
began to, yes. Oh, mm-hmm.
This can be a business.
Yeah.
Then I would say that the next big light bulb was Loria hired me to be one of her coaches for her accelerator program.
Lovely.
That was huge.
Lovely.
And I'm like, and that was all from, because like I said, it's not that I don't create content like in terms of pre-recorded content, because I do, but I'm more consistent with live video than what I am with pre-recorded content. And so that relationship that I established with Loria was legit all from live video.
Mm-hmm.
And so then that was, I did that for a few months for her, where that was a consistent source of income.
Wow.
I landed the community manager job with Switchboard Live. I'm not there anymore.
No, I understand, but
I did that.
It's part of your journey. Yeah.
Right. And so then that was all because of live video and the, again, the connections and the community. And then I have done some work for a company called Sideshow Effects. Mm-hmm. They do Stream Deck plugins.
Yes.
So I have done video work for them, video tutorials for Sideshow Effects.
Lovely.
Again, all because I went live.
Yeah.
And then really after that, it was just, you know, I created in between small things, like I created my masterclass and mm-hmm. I continue with consulting and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then once
selling digital products, I know you have several things for Stream Deck and for Rodecaster Pro and stuff like that. So, yeah.
And so when you look at the beginning of the line, right to the end of the line, it's like this, this, this. And now the end of the line is this is my business.
This is so good. This is so good. Somebody is listening and they're literally because it's never. Even with the guy that I said before, it's not like he just went live and then somebody got pregnant. It was a number of steps in between. But the point is you can follow that trajectory. And as she has shared it now, you're like, it's making sense. And while we're not saying that this is prescriptive, meaning this is not necessarily going to be your journey, but it could be.
Right.
Right. There's nothing special about myself or India. Well, we are kind of special, but there's, you know, I would say that whatever you open your mind to is what the possibilities are when you decide to go live. It's just,
absolutely.
It's amazing. And there's something different about live content over and above any other kind of content, because you don't know what's going to be said. You don't, you know, how I couldn't prepare for some of these things that India's saying to me right now, even though this is this is recorded and you're going to watch this after the fact, it's still live. And for us, it's live, you know? So cool. India, man, this has been phenomenal. I mean, we just have, I feel like we're going to have like episode 4, 5, 6 of me and you just kind of hanging out and chatting. But I do want you to take a second and share with people, like, how can they follow you? Where can they go? We're going to have some stuff in the show notes, but what do people need to do to, you know, tap into the genius that is India Delgado? Please share.
Yes. So I would say my domain is indiad.live / anything after that. So indiad.live / YouTube. You can follow me there. indiad.live / Facebook, LinkedIn, Twitter, so on and so forth. Boom. So that's, just indiad.live. And then what I would say is definitely check out my website. And I do have a community. So I'm doing something different. It was not successful with I'm still kind of tinkering.
Yeah, I love it.
I have a Mighty Networks community. It was like, you know, pay to get in, and there were some people that did it, wasn't too active. So right now I'm doing a last kind of all in push. You can join for free, indiad.live/comped community. I'll send it to you.
And we'll put it in the show notes.
The exact code is, and you can join, and it's, you know, just a little bit kind of like, think of a Facebook group, but just an online community where you can come in and, you know, join and ask questions. And I just post along with my journey and some of the things that I'm doing, some behind the scenes stuff, and kind of give you a sneak peek before it goes out into the world. So
I love it. You know, the phrase success leaves clues. Those kinds of communities are just a treasure trove for those kinds of clues, right? You can follow along. You can jump on like a co-working session where people aren't necessarily talking, but they just got the cameras on as they're doing stuff. And you can kind of look and be like, hey, what program are you using there? That's why I love community. And I want to say this to first of all, I want to say thank you so much for coming through and hanging out with us today. This has been phenomenal. I can't believe the time has gone so quickly. But then I want to say to the listener, I want to say to the viewer, I want to say to that person who has been on the fence, who has been thinking, maybe this live thing. Listen, we got a comment on one of our previous podcast episodes where somebody said, this was the one for me. This was the unlock code for me. I am going to start my live journey because you just pushed me over the edge. And this is exactly why we exist in this space. This is exactly why we named the podcast what it is, and why I have somebody like India on, so she can share from her lived experience and her perspective why she goes live, so that you might go live too. It's your boy Kirk Nugent, the Geek Speaker Preacher, thankful for your time and attention. We will see you around these internet streets or in another audio stream. Later, fam.
Why I Go Live, hosted by Coach Kirk, is a Composition production. real streamers, honest stories, and incredible impact. Add your voice to the conversation. Go to kirkrnugent.live/member to join the community. And let's figure out how it all works.